Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, and here is your wrap on Australia's financial services scene for this Monday, March 3rd, 2025. We start today's roundup looking at the housing market. The Reserve Bank's recent decision to cut interest rates by 0.25% has spurred a significant rebound in housing values, particularly in our major capital cities, Sydney and Melbourne. Following a three-month downturn, dwelling values rose by 0.3% in February across five key regions, though quarterly dwelling values slightly dipped by 0.2%, largely due to Melbourne and Sydney's decreases. Year-on-year prices still observed a steady increase of 4.6%. Sydney and Melbourne's auction clearance rates have seen notable improvement, mirroring the overall recovery in house prices. However, as whispers of further rate cuts gain momentum, it signals that property prices are set to continue their steep climb. This raises serious questions about future property affordability. Meanwhile, in the superannuation sector, Australian Super, the nation's largest industry super fund, has incurred a hefty $27 million fine. The penalty is the result of breaches surrounding its failure to protect over 90,000 members with multiple accounts. Justice Lisa Hespie held Australian Super accountable for its neglect, which saw members suffer a severe loss of $69 million due to redundant fees and missed earnings. This case drives home the stark risks linked to non-compliance and underlines the need for a revitalized focus on member-centric policies within superannuation funds. Turning now to the cost of living in Australia. Despite a predicted dip in inflation, Australians face a decades-long crisis. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia's forecasts previously envisaged trimmed mean inflation to clock in at 2.8% by last month. However, cumulative inflation since 2020 totals a significant 19%. Real wages have sharply declined, lagging 6.2% below their 2010 levels. Even with a gradual recovery predicted by the Reserve Bank of Australia, real wages are still anticipated to be 5.9% behind by mid-2027, which suggests the road to full recovery will indeed be a long one, possibly extending beyond 2040. Lastly, let's shift our focus to the upcoming Insurance News Outlook 2025 conference, scheduled for March 12th in Sydney. This exciting gathering will gaze into the crystal ball of the insurance industry's future. It will dissect emerging risks, consider technological advancements, and explore the evolution of brokerage. Thought leaders like InsurTech Australia's CEO, Simone Dossitor, and Coalition's GM, Sam Weaver, will stir up insightful discussions, from exploring rising insurance costs in high-risk areas to tackling regulatory priorities and transparency. We'll be keeping a close eye on what promises to be a pivotal event for the industry. And that brings us to the end of today's wrap. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed so you can make the choices that matter. For a deeper dive into these issues, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and stay savvy.